Hare Krishna. Everybody ready now? Everyone's comfortable? Ready? All right. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya. Jaya Gopi Jan Balava, Jaya Giri Vara Dari, Jaya Giri Vara Dari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Jaya Jashoda Nandana, Jaya Brajadaranjana, Jaya Brajadaranjana, Jaya. Jaya Brajadaranjana, Jaya Jamuna Tira Vanatari, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya. Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba, Jaya Giri Vara Dari, Jaya Giri Vara Dari, Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya. Jaya Jashoda Nandana, Jaya Brajadaranjana, Jaya Brajadaranjana, Jaya. Jaya Brajadaranjana, Jamuna Tiravana Tari, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Bolo Hari. Ah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Nitai Gora Haribo, Hariba, Hariba, Hariba. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Guru De, Guru De, Jaya Jaya Guru De. Nitai Gaura Haribo, Hareba, Hareba, Hareba. Nitai Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribraja Gitai Shishi Mad His Devangeshala Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribraja Gitai Shishi Mad Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Vamsakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Shri Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki, Shri Shri Gaura ki, Shri Shri Radha Giridhari ki, Jai Jagannath Baladev Lady Subhadra Devi ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki, Go Premanandi, Hare Hare Bo, Hare Krishna. Very enthusiastic chanting, thank you, Hare Krishna. So first I'd like to thank you for inviting me, allowing me to come here. This is my first time to Mira Road in Mumbai. I'm happy to be here. And looks like you're in a very strategic spot here by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And all of the residents, all the people in all these residences, every day and night they'll hear the chanting of Hare Krishna. So they are also greatly fortunate. Even though maybe they're a little bit complaining. In beginning we're all a little bit complaining, isn't it? But gradually holy name purifies our heart, our mind, our consciousness, hopefully. And Srila Prabhupada many times he said and wrote, chant and be happy. So this chanting and hearing Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, this is the medicine. And Srila Prabhupada said in the Krishna Prasadam, Jagannath Prasad, you have Lord Jagannath here, that is the diet. And you put these two together, the medicine of the holy name, Krishna Katha, and the diet of Jagannath Prasad, Prabhupada said this is expert treatment to purge the mad mind. So this is also a hospital here. You have hospital across the street, you also have hospital here. But we're giving very, very special medicine here. We're not so concerned about curing the body or the mind. Because if our soul is cured, and our soul is strong spiritually, then all other problems automatically will be solved. And especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, every day, constantly we should hear Hari Katha. And this is real medicine, this will make us peaceful and happy. And we don't have to be big devotee to understand that point. You see, when we try sincerely to chant Hare Krishna and to offer our prayers from the core of our heart, then our whole life becomes better, we become more peaceful and happy, isn't it? Premanam Sankirtan Jagya Ki. Ah. So, thank you very much for having me come. Now we'll turn to the Srimad Bhagavatam and get the mercy. Please excuse me, I'm not a big scholar, so don't expect me to speak like scholar. A little bit you overlook my fault. But we'll see what Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaishnavas, how they can help us. Narayanam Namaskritya Santara Vanurottama Devim Sarasvatiyam Vyasam Sato Jayam Udhiraye Vede Ramaniye Vede Ramayana Shaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adavante Chamadye Cha Hari Savatra Kiyate Mukham Karote Vachala Sangum Langayate Gire Yatpipa Samaham Bande Shri Gurum Dina Tarane Paramananda Madhavam Dharma Prochita Kaitava Chaparamona Matsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastava Matsavastu Shivatam Tapachayan Mulanam Shrimad Bhagavate Maha Muni Kute Kimba Parishvara Sajahu Javarujate Chakriti Bishu Sushavi Satchanat. This is Shrimad Bhagavatam verse. It's explained that the Shrimad Bhagavatam, it completely rejects all religious activities which have some materialistic motivation. It's called this materialistic motivation for performing religiosity is called Kaitava Dharma. It's a cheating religion, not the real religion. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not talking about cheating religion. It's talking about highest truth. That is Prem Bhakti, love for Krishna. And who can understand this Srimad Bhagavatam? Which kicks out all cheating religion. Only those souls who are very pure at heart, those simple souls, non-envious souls, they can understand something of Srimad Bhagavatam by the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's explained as soon as one attentively and submissively hears the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada said we must hear with rapt attention. We must hear very, very seriously. And we must be very submissive, not challenging. Srila Prabhupada says you cannot challenge God and know Him at the same time. Krishna says that if you render loving service to me, then everything will be revealed to you. So loving devotional service, this is most important thing. And if we're not on that platform, at least we should desire to be on that platform. And Krishna, He knows our heart. He is Paramatma Chita Guru. He understands our intention and our motivation. Prabhupada many times said, you cannot cheat Krishna. So if Krishna sees all this soul is trying to come to me and serve me with loving devotion, then Krishna says, Vadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, I'll give you intelligence how to do it. And Krishna said to Arjuna, Arjuna, because you are my friend, because you have love and affection towards me, and because you are not envious of me, then Krishna says, I will explain everything to you. Everything about the material world and the spiritual world, nothing will be left out. Now Arjuna, he is not sannyasi, he is not a brahmana. He is grihastha, he is a military man. He has family, children, isn't it? And yet Krishna is speaking everything of the material and spiritual world to Arjuna. Because Arjuna is Premi Bhakta. He is Shuddha Bhakta. Therefore Krishna's source of all knowledge and intelligence, he says, I'll tell you everything. I'll explain everything to you. And Krishna says, if you try to understand me or come to me without bhakti, I'll hide myself from you. So we cannot approach Bhagavatam as academic scholars. You see, it's explained the gopis. What shastra do they know? And yet they're topmost devotees. Because they have topmost love and devotion. So this is mood, how we should approach Krishna, how we should approach hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So before we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, we offer our respectful obeisances unto the Srimad Bhagavatam. And as Krishna showers mercy, Srimad Bhagavatam also showers mercy. And we need a lot of mercy, isn't it? Mercy is like the petrol, it's like gasoline. Right now our tank is getting a little low. The red light is on, it's blinking. You need mercy, you need mercy, you need mercy. Fill up your tank. So we're serving Srimad Bhagavatam to get the mercy. Krishna Das, just be happy, just hear nicely, depend on Krishna, Krishna's supreme controller. Everything's going to be alright. Hare Krishna. So now we'll turn to the text. And it is... what is it? Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading in the ninth canto, chapter 16. Lord Parashuram destroys the world's ruling class. Text number 9. Please repeat. Vishamitrasya cha eva asan putra ekashatam rupa madhyama tu madhuchanda Madhuchandaksha Eva Te Vishvamitrasya Taivasan Bhuta Ekashatam Nripa Madhyamastu Madhuchanda Madhuchandasya evate Vishvamitrasya chayvasan Bhuta ekashatam nripa Madhyamastu madhuchanda Madhuchandasya evate Vishamitasya chayvasan Bhuta ekashatam nripa Madhyamastu madhuchanda Madhuchandasya evate
Vishvamitasya chayvasan
Satam Nipa Madhyamastu Madhuchanda Madhuchandasya Evate Vishvamitrasya Daivasan Utaika Satam Nipa Madhyamastu Madhuchanda Matu Chandasya Evate Vishvamitrasya Chayvasan Bhuta Ekashatam Nripa Madhyamastu Matu Chanda Madhu Chandasya Evate Vishvamitrasya chayvasan Bhuta ekashatam nripa Madhuchandasya evate Matiji Vishamitrasya chayvasan Bhuta ekashatam nripa Madhyamastu madhuchanda Madhuchandasya evate Vishamitrasya chayvasan Bhuta ekashatam nripa Madhyamastu madhuchanda Madhu Chandasya Evate Vishvamitrasya. Of Vishvamitra. Cha. Also. Eva. Indi. Asan. There were. Putra. Sons. Ekashatam. 101. Nripa. O King Parikshit. Madhyamaha. The middle one. Two. Indeed. Madhu Chanda. Known as Madhu Chanda. Madhu Chandasya. Named the Madhu Chandas. Eva. Indeed. Okay. All of them. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O King Parikshit, Vishvamitra had 101 sons. Of whom the middle one was known as Madhu Chanda. I'll just read the translation and then you read the translation, then I'll read the purport, then you read the purport. Alright? That's our agreement. Everybody heard it? O King Parikshit, Vishvamitra had 101 sons, of whom the middle one was known as Madhu Chanda. In relation to him, all the other sons were celebrated as the Madhu Chandas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he quotes this statement from the Vedas. Tasya ha Vishvamitrasyaika satam putra asu panchasat eva jya jayam so maruchandasya panchasat kani yamsaha. Vishvamitra, he had 101 sons, 50 were older than Madhu Chanda, and 50 were younger than Madhu Chanda. So you see how great, how powerful is that Vishvamitra, huh? That he can produce 101 sons. This day and age, we're lucky if we can even have one. So this Kali Yuga, you know? And that we're not so great, powerful, spiritual personalities. Maybe some of you are, but most of us are not. So this is lineage from Vishvamitra being expressed here. In the next, I'm going to read a little bit more if you don't mind. So Vishvamitra, he accepted the son of Ajigartha known as Shunasepa, who was born in the Bhrigu dynasty and was also known as Devaratta, as one of his own sons. Vishvamitra ordered his other sons to accept this Shuna Shepa as their eldest brother. So Shunashepa, he was the son of another person. And still Vishwamitra took into his own family and accepted as own son. Sometimes you see that also, isn't it? The brother has son, some maybe he turns over to other brother like that, right? So you imagine being 101 sons of such a great personality as Vishwamitra, and then father is saying you should accept this son of another man, but you should accept him as your eldest brother. So if the father said, okay, let's bring him in, accept him as one of your brothers, then that's all right, right? But to accept as eldest brother now? This is not so easy thing, isn't it? Then it's explained in the next verse that the Shunashepa's father sold his own son to be sacrificed as a man animal in the yajna of this king Harishchandra. So you see, his actual father is trying to get some rupees. Just then said, okay, here, you burn him, you kill him, no problem, just give me some money. So this Shunashepa, when he was brought into that sacrificial arena, then he understood what's happening. He started praying to the demigods, oh, please help me, please save me, please release me. And he somehow, because he was crying sincerely, then the demigods, they showered mercy and somehow made some arrangement to free him and release him from that fate. In the purport, Prabhupada says, here is the description of the Shunashepa. So this king, Harishchandra, he was going to sacrifice his son, Rohita. And then when Rohita, the son, he tried to save his own life. Because he purchased this Shunasepa from Shunasepa's father. So one king, his son, knows, oh, my father the king wants to have me sacrificed, killed, right? So he very intelligent, he said, okay, I'll go to another man and his son, and then we'll bring him, and then we'll sacrifice that other man's son instead of myself. This Rohita was thinking like that. And that man sold this Shunasepa because he was middle son. He's not oldest son, not the youngest son. So he said, okay, I have one middle son, I'll sell you that son. And isn't it in the Vedic culture, the oldest son, it says, but the father, the first son, right? And then the youngest son, he belongs to the mother. So the middle son is like, hey, what about me, right? So some of us may be middle son, we understand, what is that feeling, isn't it? But instead of being offered for sacrifice to be killed, somehow we came to Krishna instead. So it appears, Prabhupada says, that sacrifice of the man as an animal in this type of yagya has been practiced for a very, very long time. And although this Shunasepa was born in the Bhargava dynasty, he was greatly advanced in his spiritual life. And we can understand that because his prayers were directly received and accepted by the demigods. He cried, he prayed, and they protected him. That means he's very advanced spiritually. Consequently, translation says that he was also celebrated as the descendant of Gadi named Devavrata. So when Vishvamitra ordered his sons, the elder 50 of the Muchachandas, or the sons of Vishvamitra, they did not agree to accept this other personality as the eldest brother. I told they had some problem with that. So the older 50 sons, they did not agree to accept this outside brother as the eldest. And later you'll read that the youngest 50, they accepted the Vishvamitra order, instruction. But here it's explained in this verse that when Vishvamitra saw my oldest 50 sons are not nicely accepting my order and my instruction, then he became very upset with them, he became very angry with them, and he cursed them. And Vishvamitra, great powerful personality, he cursed him and he said, okay, you don't want to follow me? You don't want to follow my instruction? May all of you bad sons become malicious, yavanas. He cursed his own sons. Because you're not following, therefore you're not accepting Vedic culture, Vedic principle. You should accept father as guru, his instructions. Therefore, yavanas, malachas, they do not accept the Vedic instructions. Okay, you don't want to accept, then you also become yavana malacha. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that in the Vedic literature, there are these names of malachana and yavana. They do not follow Vedic principles. And in the past days, there was just fewer malacha yavanas. But in the present age of Kali Yuga, So at that time, Vishwamitra, Muni, he cursed the sons, you become malachas. But Srila Prabhupada says, but in the present age, Kali Yuga, there's no need of cursing anyone to become, because automatically they're malachas. So if we are malacha yavana, we cannot say, oh yes, I was cursed by some muni like this. No, automatically you're yavana malacha. Srila Prabhupada continues, he said, this is only the beginning of Kali Yuga. And by the end of this Kali Yuga, the entire population will all be malechas and yavanas. Because nobody will be following a Vedic teachings or culture, principles. Then what can you expect? At that time the incarnation of Kalki will appear. Malecha Nivaha Nidhane Kala Yasi Kara Bhalam. And he will kill all of the Malechas indiscriminately. He'll just cut off the head with the sword. Magyana Tamarasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshamalitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Venama Namo Vishnubhadaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale Shrimati Gaura Govinda Swaminiti Namane Namo Vishnubhadaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nevishesha Shunyavari Pasita Desha Tarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudhi, Shri Gaurabhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishvamitrasya Chayava San, Puta Ekashatam Nripa, Madhyamastu Maruchanda, Maruchandasya Evate. Translation. O King Prashit, Vishvamitra, he had 101 sons, of whom the middle one was known as Maruchanda. In relation to him, all of the other sons were celebrated as the Maruchandas. Maruchandanas. So there's very nice instruction here about how the father, who's actually qualified, great devotee, Muni, Vishwamitra Muni, how he's giving instruction and how half of his sons, the older sons, did not accept the instruction and they got cursed. But the youngest sons, they did submissively, humbly accept the order instruction of their guru, of their father, and they therefore also, they got the mercy and blessing. This topic is there. Now Srila Prabhupada in many, many places expresses and teaches us that what is the success in spiritual life? How do you achieve great success in your spiritual life? What is the secret? You see some really, really wealthy rich man, he's become so successful, he's writing books. What is the secret of my success? How you can also have this great fortune that I also attained, isn't it? And we don't want to hear the whole life story. We just want to know what are the key points, what are the secret of success. Let me just focus on that thing. So the materialist, material person with a lot of materialistic desires, he'll say like that. What is the secret of your success? How did you become successful? But those who have spiritual desire and want to increase spiritual desire, then we think, oh, I'm not so easily, nicely, quickly advancing in my spiritual life. So let me find some wonderful, great spiritual personalities, and find out from them how they become successful, how they became successful in their spiritual life. What is the secret of their success? And really, we have to keep it really simple. Otherwise, it becomes also very confusing sometimes. It's an overwhelming. So we go to the greatest personality, Srila Prabhupada, and we just ask Prabhupada, or we try to understand from Srila Prabhupada, what is the secret of his success? What does he say is the easiest, quickest, fastest, most powerful way to become successful in your spiritual life? Should we not be interested in that topic? Now the materialist, you have to go to some big arena or big coliseum. You have to spend hundreds, thousands of dollars to go for these programs to find out what is this man's secret success, isn't it? But Srila Prabhupada, he's not charging anything. He's just saying, here, take it. Prabhupada says, freely I'm giving. We're not requiring anyone to pay to come inside of here. Everybody who come in here, all these people, come here. Become successful, make your life successful. So Srila Prabhupada, many places, nicely he expresses, what are these little keys, not little keys, big keys, what is the secret, how to do it, how to come out successful. I'll just read a couple for us, and we'll a little bit think about that, I hope, and take it serious. Many times Prabhupada said, take it serious what I'm telling you. Now Prabhupada, he's speaking in Los Angeles, which at that time was the world headquarters of ISKCON. And Prabhupada said, speaking about his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that is his blessing. Whatever success I've got, whatever I've done, whatever you see, just simply I receive the mercy and blessing from my spiritual master. Prabhupada said, he wanted, I tried. That's all. He wanted and I just tried. Whatever is being done is by his desire. Because whatever he desires, that is to be fulfilled. Yasya Devi Para Bhakti Yata Devi Tata Guru. Therefore, full faith in Guru. That, are you ready for this secret? How many want to hear this secret? How many want to become greatly successful in your spiritual life? Anybody? Prabhupada said, therefore, full faith in Guru, that is the prime factor of success. Full faith. Not any other things. No qualifications. No education. Nothing else is required. Only strong, unflinching faith in Sri Guru, Satguru. Srila Prabhupada said, this is the secret. So whatever little success is there, that was only this qualification. Whatever success came, only I had this qualification. That I wanted to serve him and please him, that's all. Prabhupada says, otherwise there's no business of coming here to the United States at the age of 70 years old.
साल की उम्र में विदेश में आना या अमेरिका में आना ये सब करने में कुछ
So Srila Prabhupada received that order to go to Western countries and preach in English language. 1922, first time he met his spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada considered himself greatly fortunate because on his first meeting, by the mercy of Krishna, he could understand, this is my guru, this is Sadguru. And immediately he also received direct instruction. And Srila Prabhupada many places says, to make the words, the instructions of your spiritual master as your life and your soul. That this is also the secret of success in spiritual life. So Srila Prabhupada whole, from that moment of meeting Guru, receiving instruction, just simply meditating and planning how to execute the orders of my spiritual master as it is. Prabhupada says, as it is. Prabhupada says two mercies are required. First mercy, mercy of Krishna. And what is that first mercy or the installment of that mercy? Srila Prabhupada explains that by the mercy of Krishna, then you get the bona fide guru, Sadguru. That is Krishna's mercy. Then, by the mercy of that guru, then you can get Krishna. Then it's also explained, without developing guru bhakti, there's no question of developing Krishna bhakti. Without learning how to nicely serve in a mood of loving devotion, this spiritual master, bona fide guru, then we cannot understand how to properly surrender and serve Radha and Krishna. So you see here, Prabhupada's mood just simply accepted the words of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Yes, this is what Krishna wants me to do. Now Srila Prabhupada, he says, if you're very fortunate like Arjuna, then you can just directly ask Krishna. But if we're not like that, then Krishna comes and manifests in the form of bona fide spiritual master. And bona fide spiritual master means a pure devotee of Krishna who is pure via medium of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada explains, if you don't want to know what Krishna wants you to do, then what is the need of a spiritual master? The spiritual master is there to help us to understand what does Krishna want? How should I serve Krishna? How can I please Krishna? My Gurudev will say, then Yasya Devi Parabhaktya means unflinching, one must have unflinching faith in Krishna and in Krishna's arrangement through bona fide spiritual master. Unflinching faith is required. Krishna says if you're doubting, if you have doubts, then you cannot be happy in this life or the next life. And those who have doubts, these doubts are like demons. Therefore, Arjuna is asking Krishna as spiritual master, you're Madhusudan, you're the killer of the Madhu demon, I have these demons of doubt, you kill these doubts that I have. That is the duty of the spiritual master, to destroy your doubts. And to establish unflinching faith. So only Krishna and Krishna's pure devotee, who is pure via medium of Krishna, can give us this type of unflinching faith. No one else can give. So by mercy of Guru and Krishna, it says unflinching faith in both Guru and Krishna. Then everything will be revealed to you. All the purports, all the understanding of the philosophy will be revealed. Nothing will be left out. Prabhupada says, one who has bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. Because Guru and Krishna is directly telling. So these doubts, these are demons, must be uprooted, taken out. Does anyone have a question? For some realization on this point? No? So Prabhupada many places said the secret of success is to make the words and instructions of your spiritual master as your life and your soul. But without unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru, how you can make those words and instructions your life and your soul? And if we don't have unflinching faith and making those words and instructions our life and our soul, then we are not in not doing the secret of success. Yes. Nothing? No question? You understood everything already? No doubt? No question? No doubt? That means what? Either you're all completely already perfect. And in that case, I'm just preaching to myself. Or you're being a little shy, you don't want to express. But we're here to help each other. You must have some questions, some doubts. You're not satisfied that you got the right answer yet? Yes, sir?
We want to know that how we have faith,
I want to know about you.
Huh?
How Krishna brought you here? Somehow that soul must have sincerely cried before Krishna. You said the body crying for the demigods, he's in big trouble. We were also in big trouble, wasn't it? So much pain, so much anxiety, so much disturbance we were living before, isn't it? Then you go before the Lord, you go before Jagannath, oh, I am suffering like anything, so unhappy, so much anxiety. God, Krishna, please help me, please save me, isn't it? Then Krishna, Paramatma, Antaryami, he said, oh my, this soul is now crying for me. Don't think, Prabhupada said, don't think Krishna is very far away from you. He's right in your heart. There's nobody closer to you. Only some crying from the soul is required. And Prabhupada said, just like small child, right? The mother might have many children. And the older children, they're a little strong, so the mothers, fathers, they're okay, they're strong. But the little child, he's in trouble, he's always crying. So what happens? Mother, father, immediately run to that small child, isn't it? So we're like that, we're like small child spiritually crying to our father. And then immediately he said, oh, I must help him. And then he sent us here to Prabhupada. I was trying to surrender to God. I was thinking like that before. And I was such a fallen soul. Crying as such a fallen soul. That means it's true. Then I, please help me. Where are you? I forgot you for so long. I'm suffering here. Now I want to come to you. I want to surrender to you. I want to serve you. I want to learn how to love you. And it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Krishna hears the cry of that soul, where that devotee says, Krishna, I don't want to be Maya Das anymore. I want to be Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi. Krishna hears it. Then Krishna, he says, immediately I take a vow. When I hear the devotee crying like that, I take a vow. Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm not making this up. And what is that vow Krishna takes? I must protect that devotee. I must protect and deliver that soul. That's the vow that Krishna takes. But he will not take that vow until we cry like child, piteously cry from our soul. Crying is required. That's prerequisite. You see, all of those devotees who got Krishna, they're all crying for Krishna. You see, Bilva Mangala Thakur, Dhruva Maharaj, all of these devotees, they're crying for the Lord. They're going and looking, crying for the Lord. Then he takes a vow, I must deliver him. And how Krishna helps us, Prabhupada says, the first installment of Krishna's mercy is that he will make an arrangement for you to meet the bona fide spiritual master. But if we're not crying to Krishna, and we don't want to surrender and develop love and devotion and service towards Krishna, why will Krishna send us a bona fide guru? And if we don't want to hear Krishna, we don't want to know what Krishna wants from us, then why do we need a guru? Prabhupada said you are keeping a guru as a fashion. You're making fashion statement. Oh yes, I have guru. Prabhupada said just like you're keeping one dog. Yes, I also have dog. So this is not the proper understanding. When we want to know what does Krishna want me to do, what is my instruction? And we are very sincere and serious for understanding that and accepting that and trying our level best to execute that. Then Krishna will send a guru. And bona fide guru means he's pure via medium of Krishna. He can tell what Krishna wants for you. Huh? If we don't want to know, then why Krishna will make arrangement? And then we'll not take any instant as coming from Krishna. You see, many devotees, sometimes they're in trouble and they'll just come and say, oh, I have some problem, can I tell you my problem? Yes, go ahead, you tell me what is your problem. And then I said, okay, this is some serious problem. Have you informed your spiritual master and have you asked what Krishna wants, and has Gurudev told you what Krishna wants for you in this dangerous situation that you're in? Prabhupada says conditioned soul means you don't know what to do, what not to do. Just groping in the darkness. Just like night time, huh? You get up, you have to use the bathroom or something, it's dark, you're looking for the light. You're just groping in the darkness. So when we want to stop the groping in the darkness and we want the absolute, concrete, 100% true instruction from Krishna, then Krishna will send you bona fide guru. Then you can recognize and accept the bona fide guru. And Prabhupada says, what is that question that you ask the bona fide guru? Who can say, what is that question? Prabhuji knows perfectly well, how can I serve you? What does Krishna want me to do? If we don't want to know and we're not prepared to do it,
Then why Krishna sent Guru?
What is the point of the Guru then? You tell me. Then you ask that devotee, did you tell your Guru? He said, yes, I also told my Guru. He's also knowing. I told my mother, my father, my friend, my sister, my wife, my husband, my children, my barber, and my Guru. Everybody knows my problem. I'm telling the whole world what is my problem. I'm getting everybody's advices. So you're mentally speculating. You don't know what to do. You're asking 100 people what is their speculation. You're just increasing your speculation. And they're all guessing, well, I think it's like this. I think it's like that. Everyone giving some opinion, isn't it? And then also my guru, he also gave some opinion. So I saw how you're coming to some conclusion? No. I'm taking everybody's opinion. Huh? I'm making one big soup. I'm putting in big soup and I'm just mixing it around. All of these opinions, and I'm hoping that somehow, some absolute thing will pop out. This is guessing game. You're playing some guessing game. You were just leaving it to chance, isn't it? If you have some servant, some nice servant, right? He doesn't just say, okay, I'm going to go to the store and I'll just get, so many things and maybe my master may like, maybe he won't. What kind of servant is that? Doesn't the servant say, my master, I'm ready to go to the store as you asked? What specifically can I get that you like, that will be pleasing to you? Isn't this the simple way, straightforward way? It's simple. It's simple for those who are simple. But we are not so simple. We are very complicated. And we have become, and we're becoming more and more complicated every day, isn't it? So this is not secret of success. To just keep guessing and speculating, groping in the dark, is not the secret for success. So now it's Prabhupada, after he explained everything to Arjuna, then he said, okay Arjuna, did you hear everything with an attentive mind? All your doubts destroyed, all your questions are answered? And anything else bothering you? Anything else distracting you? Then? Now you decide. You decide what you want, what you're going to do. You can either take this secret of success as given by Krishna and Krishna's successful devotees, or you can go on speculating, listening to everybody's opinion, groping in the darkness, and then obviously you're going to get two different results, isn't it? So we did not come here for a guru. We only found out later you need a guru, right? We came here because we want to surrender to God. We want to surrender and serve God
Krishna with some learning, with some love and devotion. That's why we came. So if we're not coming to serve Krishna and love Krishna, then why we're trying to figure out who's guru, who's not guru? First we should ask ourselves the question, how serious and sincere are we to surrender to Krishna and to love Krishna? That's the first question. And if we're not so sincere and we're not so serious, then why bother your head trying to understand what is guru? That intelligence and faith comes from Krishna. And without sincerity and seriousness for getting Krishna, that intelligence and faith will never be established on the platform of our soul. Then we'll just be on mental platform only. Our faith, so-called faith, will be on the mental platform. Not on soul platform. Therefore, what is mental platform? Means accepting, rejecting. Accepting, rejecting. Yes, he's my guru. Wholeheartedly, I accept him as my guru. Then the next day, oh, I don't know really if he's my guru. I have some doubt, some lack of faith is there. Now I'm questioning, now I'm hesitating. I'm getting weak now, I'm having second thoughts, right? Then next day, after that, you wake up and Gurudev gives class, and Guru gives class, and you say, oh yes, he's definitely my Guru. 100% sure. I must accept the life and soul instruction like this. Huh? Then you're feeling pretty good. Then the next day you wake up, you have some problem. Now I'm disturbed. My mind is hurting. It needs massage. So this accepting and rejecting, this just proves that our so-called faith is on mental platform, not on soul platform. When Krishna convinces us, on soul platform, he gives intelligence and faith to your soul. If Krishna convinces, then we can have unflinching faith. So you ask Krishna. Krishna will tell. Thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Gurudeva ki. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki. Thank you very, very much for your kind attention and helping me. Was that a performance? You took it as performance? No? I tried to be sincere. I hope you took it like that. Hare Krishna. Thank you. You tell us. thank you very much. Hare Krishna.